Blog Talk Radio.
Time to get paid, get laid, cool in the shade, drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. But plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna keep rising to the top. While my mind say, come on. Yeah, come on. You know what? Huh.
Cause we're the Get Fresh Crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, yeah. Hey, now the music is bumping. Good atmosphere. Jerrell and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof. Playing dope jams to rock the youth. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh Crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know was in the sky. So we continue through the venue. Didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician, my body tone is like the throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession, Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Jewels in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna
keep rising to the top.
While my mind say, the beat drop, pump it up, yeah, 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 you know why, cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah, huh, cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah, yeah, huh, cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah.
Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least
knife. I'm a machete. This play by Kenzu. Wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing. Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle or riddle. The name is Big Daddy. Yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane start to talk. Cause my field in court, then again on second thought, the half-beat coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best, your best, so mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until winning, the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the big daddy.
And dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be, wanna be competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's winning. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Take yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder. Another MC to try to get with me. I'll just break them and make them and rake them and dig them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Arsenal on the way.
Around the Renaissance, man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt, we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs. Plagued with disease, so take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We been aligned in the signs of change. Rearrange all your molecules like Dr. Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what Iris of this lame, and he came behind the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions to say Hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Already, y'all know what the fuck is going down. It's Renaissance Poetry. We back. We back. We've been waiting to get back on the air, man. It's like forever before we get back on here, man. I hear y'all in the inbox, y'all talking about it, but y'all know what's up. We back at it. I just want to say that it's a privilege to continue to come back with all these people who press one and show love to the show. You know, we can't have Renaissance Poetry without y'all. Now, before I get into the next caller, the first caller, we're going to see who's number one. I have to say, if you're new here, this is how we do. You want to spit on this mic, you press one. Get you in queue, and I'm going to find you by your area code. That's how we do it. If you're worried about what to spit, if you're worried about a topic, if you're worried about if it's all right to say that, it is. Whatever you want to spit, you can. That's how we get down. We don't have any of that. You got to have a certain, nah, spit what you want to spit. And to make the point about that, we like to say bring your best shit. But when we say that, we don't mean come to impress us. We don't mean bring a poem that you know everybody like. We want you to bring the shit that's the best of you tonight, that energy that you got in you to spit this particular poem. That's what we want, because we want to be able to reciprocate that energy. That's how we do tonight. That's how we sharpen each other's pens. That's how we inspire one another, because when you give us that real and we know it's that real and it's that genuine love, we're going to give it back. With that being said, let me shout out my event page hostesses. We got Cabrilla Renee, the Hurricane. We got Sister Taraji. Both of them handling business on that page. So if y'all want certain pictures up, hit them in the inbox, because otherwise they're going to pull whatever picture that you got on your page and put it up there. We're trying to get y'all out there on the event page. We want people to shout y'all out. We want people to come to your page and check out your poetry, your books, whatever it is, and feel free to put that on the event page. So now that we've covered all of that, we ready. So I'm going to go to the first caller. We're going to see who's number one. Who's number one today? Who we got on the mic?
What's up, homie? How you feeling, baby?
As expected, we got Joe the Verbal, number one.
Yeah.
Man, look,
Yeah, you got to give these people your secret, man. They asking me. I can't tell them. I don't know how you do it.
Well, you got to date the blog talk lady. That's all, you know, me and her been talking for a minute.
Hey, you know what? Me and her don't get along, so you can have that. You can have that. I ain't trying to get that. She ain't my friend, dog. I'm just saying that. Tell your girl, raise up.
Yeah.
Cut these shows off, man. Tell her to talk to your girl, man. Talk to your
girl. She's definitely mental. She's definitely mental, for sure.
Hey, don't be saying that on air. That's your girl. But, yeah, so how you been, man? How's your week been?
Oh, man, I had a good day until today, bro. You got to be honest with you, man.
It's hard to hear that.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, it wasn't like, you know, it was a bad poetry day because I wrote something and I lost it. So it kind of just...
Oh, man, like, I hate that.
It's like the, you know, the FBI, like, deleting calls and shit. They must have got to my shit, man. That's all I can say.
Hey, look, they trying to slow you down, but you're still here, man. That's all that matters, dog.
Yeah,
they stop
yeah,
you.
Man. No, hell no. Ain't gonna stop me.
Already. So, all right, man, I know you've been waiting. You know, I'm sure you pulled something else out your bag, because your bag is deep, to give us tonight. So, man, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right.
Hip Hop Friday. Oh, my, they're not doing it like back in my day. I was on another trip. The Sugar Hill Gang started some shit. Don't sue me for my memory. I just remember me back then. Back when there was a conscious effort, words conscious meticulously placed in your mind. We headed for self-destruction. The youth spoke on corruption. What the fuck, son? Now they speak on consumption. Bling, bling, motherfuckers. Collecting hoes and still a lovers. Now we know who was undercover. Crack hit and ruined the spit of those conscious rapping brothers. The sisters fell into a spell of showing us your tail. The brothers fell onto the blade of act like you failed. Criminal minds from subliminal highs, gold chains from those old chains, enslaved the gains we made. We went from essential back to minstrel, the chitlin circuit with no purpose but to entertain. Those broken chains reforged again. We got whipped right back into slaves again. You drove your whip to your nigga's house, shouted the party so you can rap about it, dap about it. We still in the struggle. Now we don't give a crap about it. The times haven't changed as far as melanin shades. Rich or poor, we still the same. Activism had a rhythm back then. Now we act as if there was no back when. We're headed for self-destruction. In spite of the rules, I choose to be one of the chosen few. You see, hip-hop had style. It had mistakes. It had these other breaks. Now I'm a relic. I'm still jamming with Funkadelic. My spawn heard hip-hop's call. Now if I let my daughter tell it, my middle child was a rapper, MC Light Fiend. Her group opened for Wu-Tang, if you get what I mean. She complains to me now, it's not the same scheme. Did money kill hip-hop or the inrush of fame or crack cocaine? What I'm saying is hip-hop's not dead. I just think they're afraid to say it. Record labels don't play that. Your homie knows. God forbid you had to shed those tears to flow. That's what true hip-hop displayed then. It persuaded men to act, including women. I'm just not that politically correct when I'm flowing venom. Picked up feelings revealing the soul of me. Listening to stories told of me. Ice cold holding me, still I rise to spill the ill. Cold chilling as I dwell in my cell. Now we dwell on a cell of conscious memes. Can we get back to reveal what the heart seen? It's too much revealing apart, see? Baggy jeans, Tim's and a hoodie. Back with hat and a mic, now I'm good, see? I could see the evolution, but this us on us backward revolution? All this material gain for the mainstream don't prove shit. Spit to the beat of struggle, rapping about the shit I got hip-hop in trouble. Peace.
Joe. Say, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Fuck's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what I'm doing.
How you going to come to the show like that? How you going to come to the show and just destroy the mic before anybody else could even touch it. How you going to come to the show and spit some shit like that off the rip? Look, man, you said some shit in this piece. You going off on it, man. You was going off on it. You was talking about the Sugar Hill Gang, you know, back to this and had a rhythm back then. I like that line there. You said times haven't changed as far as melanin shade, but that stanza where you, you know, headed for self-destruction, if you can just give me, just run that. You ended it when you said these are the breaks. I want that. Give me that right back.
Okay, hello, bro. Let me find that shit real quick. Yes. Damn, where that motherfucker line at? Bear with me, people. I'm going to get to it. Oh, yeah, here we go. We're headed for self-destruction. In spite of the rules, I choose to be one of the chosen few. You see, hip-hop had style. It had mistakes. It had these are the breaks. Now I'm a relic. I'm still jamming with Funkadelic. That it?
That's it right there, man. Look, first of all, you dropping the dimes. You know, you're taking me back because, you know, I grew up on, you know, Curtis Blow. You know what I'm saying? I came into hip-hop, you know, at that real fresh time. And so that's why I started the show the way I did, Dougie Fresh, man. It's just, I mean, that hip-hop mind. So it's tripping me out that I've been on this old-school hip-hop vibe and then you bust through with this hip-hop piece. But it's more than that because you teach it. And Joe, we all know Joe be teaching. So you teach it, you're spitting facts, you're talking about hip-hop, you're talking about how it changed, like you were able to do all of that in this piece and, you know, and educate, you know, where, from your opinion, hip-hop is gone, how it was affected by the mainstream, how it changed because, you know, it was about us and then it became about the money. Or is it about the money? Like you hit all these different points. You made us think. It's a solid piece, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me, man.
Already. At any time, man, you already know what it is. Big Joe coming through with that solid piece. Joe, the verbal mind dancer, if you got anything that you want to add tonight, you got anything going on?
Not really, brother. I've just been chilling, you know, working in the garden, shit like that there. But other than that, man, I'm just chill, man.
Already. Beautiful thing, man. I appreciate you coming through as always. I appreciate you consistently coming through and showing us love, man, and hope to hear you next time.
Absolutely, brother, absolutely.
Already. That's Joe the Verbal, number one. He's been number one for about 7 weeks, I think. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 267 in the building.
You. Hold on, what, I'm number two?
Hey, remember what's the last thing you told me when you was on? What was the last time you said, man?
Huh?
Last time you talked to me, what'd you say? You couldn't beat Joe. You
I said Joe
two.
Is number one.
Yeah.
I don't know how Joe does it. I don't know how he does it. I think it's been longer than 7 weeks.
Hey, he said he'd been dating.
I don't think I've ever gotten on the show before it started, and Joe wasn't number one.
Right.
I don't think there's ever been a time.
Joe been able to have this number one spot, quite honestly. I said 7 weeks. But quite honestly.
I think you're hacking the phone system.
Joe been number one probably since 2015. All right? Joe probably been able to be number one 90-some-odd percent of the time since 2015. He got the crown, dog.
That's it.
He got the crown. I don't know how he do it.
Yo, but that shit
how
was
you
dope.
How you been, man?
I'm good.
Alrighty, man. Glad to have you
I'm
back on the show.
I'm
going to
get on early. Huh? Yeah, I said I'm going
to get
on early.
I said glad to have you on the show.
I got to get off. Oh, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be on here. I figured I'd slide to while I can instead of waiting another two weeks. So.
Yeah, every 2 weeks. So,
all right.
I know who it is. You know, I didn't realize I had done it. I know who it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. My bad.
Who had the pleasure to talk
Mr. 668.
Yeah. Already. In the building. And y'all in for a treat because my man goes in. If there's going to be anybody that was going to follow Joe tonight, it's going to be 668. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. You could spin the stars on your fingertips, hold the weight of galaxies in your fingers' grip, and still they wouldn't give a fuck about your magic tricks. They just wait in the wings for your tragic shit. Those mental gimps, your fall from grace becomes the season's dramatic hits, coming at you in 3D like dogmatic pimps, rubbing their climactic clits, gas bagging and jerking their pneumatic dicks, ready for the record, ready to record your fall and sell it to the highest bidder. These tightly tied and tautly zippered, these lonely fleet, lonely cats and flea-bitten bitches. No Glendas, just wicked witches with broomsticks trying to dig ditches, but no worries. They don't want your life. Just kick some sand in the face of your strife. They see your strength and they envy it, so they quickly blow in and get off because just on the other side of midnight lies the reality of their own bullshit. That's that piece.
Man, hell no. No, no, no. I need the whole stanza back, dog. Give me the whole thing back. I ain't even gonna play. Give me the whole motherfucking beginning back. Give it to me.
You could spin the stars on your fingertips, hold the weight of galaxies in your fingers' grip, and still they wouldn't give a fuck about your magic tricks. They just wait in the wings for your tragic shit, those mental gimps. Your fall from grace becomes the season's dramatic hit, coming at you in 3D like dogmatic pimps, rubbing their climactic clits, gas bagging and jerking their pneumatic dicks, ready to record your fall and sell it to the highest bidder, tightly tied and tautly zippered, these lonely pet cats and flea-bitten bitches, no Glendas, just wicked witches with broomsticks trying to dig ditches, but no worries, they don't want your life. Just kick some sand in the face of your strife. They see your strength and they envy it, so they quickly blow in and get off because on the other side of midnight lies the reality of their own bullshit.
You better motherfucking spit, man. Y'all be walking around this motherfucker. You better motherfucking spit, dog. Damn. Cold-blooded, man. That's some cold-blooded shit right there, dog. I'm letting it speak for yourself. I can't even let none of that roll off my tongue because that's just, I ain't even worth it. I ain't worth it. I can't even repeat none of that. That's just cold, man. Cold-blooded.
No, that came from, you know, just being on social media and just everybody, you know, when you're on social media, everybody can see you, you know, so you always got
right,
shit talkers
right.
on social media and you figure, all right, you can
right.
kind of reinvent yourself on social media, but when you get back to the real world, you ain't shit. And so that's for
you.
Those people that know that they ain't shit in the real world, but they try to, you know, be something different on social media. It's like, I see your ass. So
motherfucking right. I'm, man, look, I'm with you on that 100%. But like I said, you spit the fuck out of that. It's a way to say it. And then it's a way to fucking say it. You did that, bro. That shit is tight. Matter of fact, put that shit on the event page, dog. Real talk. That right there needs to be an anthem for motherfuckers out here.
I appreciate it.
I already appreciate you coming through, man. And again, it was good to meet you in person, man. I hope to holler at you again one day.
Yeah, definitely.
Already. Mr. 668 doing his motherfucking thing. I'm talking about, look, you want to say two for two? Shit. They're not playing with y'all tonight. They're not playing with y'all at all tonight. We're going to go ahead and go to the third caller. We got 346 in the building.
Good evening, King.
Good evening, indeed. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
That would be Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have absolutely loved it. They really... blew up the mic, that there's no mic left for me to hold on to at this point.
We got something for you. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it do what it do. We got something for you. So we're ready for you whenever you are. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, this is a new piece. The ink isn't really even dry yet. It's called Blood Lust. Blood Lust. So many could have stopped it. Too many looking for gold. How much regret in love. So much pain undeserved. So much love overflowing. Evil mindset, confusion brought on by Satan's ambassadors. Why didn't anyone step in, step up? Fear, envy, and jealousy. Blood lust, blood thirst. Vampires of the soul drinking in to satisfy the evil one. Horrific pain and suffering, victims of their disgusting need to quench an unending thirst. Blood droplets upon their lips, evil at its zenith. Out of control need to victimize the innocent, wandering around the night looking for a soul to devour. More than ghosts floating through the caverns of the unholy. Secrets of the moon shining throughout the earth. Beware of the stranger seeking refuge, a ploy to gain entry into your abode. Slaves of the night roaming for their next victim. Too many are unaware of this practice. Run if you choose, but only God can stop the rampage. Pray, pray, pray. Remain safe in God's blessings and mercies. Gangsters, psychopaths, narcissists, and evil meet upon this train headed straight to hell's pit. There is no mercy, empathy, or love, just a hateful express towards the end of the world, Armageddon flowing through the streets. We must pull together across humanity. Only love can stop this path. Open your hearts and minds to God's grace. Sanctify your soul before they bring destruction and death. I'm urging all people, return back to the Holy Trinity before it's too late. Wake up now and hear heaven's call. Streets of gold are awaiting your arrival. The banquet of the Lamb has been set for your souls to join. Return to the Bible's teachings. Educate directly to your consciousness. Cleanse your soul. Death isn't the final. Your soul is at stake. People fear the unknown, yet refuse to absorb the knowledge. Money, privilege, status are not the answer. Too many turn a blind eye and deaf ear. So many could have stopped the devastating. We find in the Bible this scripture, 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaming lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And Matthew 16:26, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? It is very sick for anyone to enjoy pain and suffering. it is horrific circumstances that folks can observe a slaughter or a rape and stand by and do absolutely nothing about it. It's horrible that many know about evil actions being planned and plotted and say nothing to warn somebody and do nothing about it. We are all in this together, and people better wake up. Today it might be someone else, but circumstances can change on a dime, and tomorrow it's you or yours. A fabulous quote is so absolutely true. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Stand up, step up, speak up, do what's right, do what is compassionate, show empathy, fight against evil. Those that seek to plot and plan evil circumstances, talk to God, Jesus, the Holy Trinity. Ask them for protection and guidance. Stop the bloodshed now. Please, please, I beg of all of you, stand strong in the Lord. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Well, all right. Somebody had their teacher hat on tonight. You was out there teaching tonight with this piece here. So many could have stopped it. Too many looking to hold how much regret and love, so much pain undeserved, so much pain underflowing, bloodlust, bloodthirst, vampires of the soul. Only love can stop this path. There's a lot that you obviously were saying here. Was there a certain event that made you, you know, write this piece, inspired you to write this piece, or is just in general a piece that came to you?
In general, because what we've all been seeing is how, you know, there was a young lady up north that was on a train and she was raped, and everybody was taking pictures, but nobody did anything to help her. We've seen numerous individuals being murdered by the police and by what is so-called vigilantes. It is just the state of our world today and how people do not, and also these school shootings and the other mass shootings, people are not speaking up. They'll know, like, you know, my buddy is talking about going to work to blow the whole place up, and they don't say anything. They don't do anything. They don't try to stop it. And, you know, same with all the other forms of violence. And we really have to recognize where we are at and that we need to do better as a higher society. And, okay, the whole thing with race. I have another piece about this, but somebody says, you know, white folks, oh, I see that black guy getting killed, what business is it of mine to say anything about it? But tomorrow, your daughter gets murdered. Oh, now you want to speak up about gun violence because now your daughter got murdered, but when it was that black guy, you didn't have nothing to say about it. And the bottom line is these false divisions. We need to come together as a human race, not black, not white, not Asian, not Hispanic, but as the entire human race, and cope with and deal with what is facing all of us. And that's why I wrote that piece, because far too often people remain silent, they remain blind, They remain deaf. They don't want to become involved. But, you know, y'all were talking about back in the day. Back in the day, the communities stood up for each other. Neighborhoods stood up for each other. If somebody perhaps lost their job and their family was hungry, the whole neighborhood would come by and bring all kinds of various meals and dinners and what have you, and would
help that family. So I see what you're saying, like everything that you brought up here tonight, all of these points, that makes, you know, perfect sense. I definitely understand, you know, where you were going, and you made even more points, you know, when I gave you the floor here. You definitely put it down. You put some stuff on folks' mind. I hope people took to heart what you were saying. You know, it's easy, you know, coming from, you know, a person of color, but, you know, coming from you also is something that, you know, other people could feel. So I thank you for bringing that tonight, and I thank you for giving us, you know, opportunity to hear your voice.
It's my pleasure, King. Blessings to you and the queens on the event page, and one love, one mic.
Already. That was Amelia T. Davis doing her thing. She came on this mud preaching. Look, we're going to put the plate out in a little bit. Don't worry about it. We're going to pass the plate. Y'all can put a little in on it when you get a chance. We got 213 in the building.
Oh. What's good? It's Kevin Smith.
Yo, what's happening, dog? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Just enjoying the poetry, you know what I'm saying? I was actually trying to search because Taraji gave me an assignment, and I ain't did one of them in a minute, so I couldn't, like, find it. I couldn't find it, so, you know. But I'm going to go.
You need me to come back to you because I know Taraji goes. She's going to be upset.
I need to get turned back up. I need to get turned back up. No, I got something. I can say to her at the end.
Okay. All right, then, so I'm going to let you, since you're ready, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, try to get it turned back up in here. Suicide and love is words never spoke. So I ink my pain through these lines I wrote. Late night texts left on read. It ain't that she's ignoring my messages. She with her husband now. They tucked in and they going to bed. I'm a secret. She replies to me when she's away from the house and on the clock. I got her breaking the vows and it needs to stop. In another life, that's my wife. Proposed to her first, but I slipped up. Then he pulled up driving the hearse. We was teenagers. Back then, I didn't even know what it means to be a man. Insensitive, so she left quick. Never got a chance to make my amends. That act spun me off into a dark place. Her memory erased. Replaced with illicit drugs and alcohol with a hard chaser. Peer pressure convinced me to be a skirt chaser. I lay with him and leave out the front door like the Enterprise, switching dimensions, traveling at warp speed. They want my heart, but it's already dead. I got my stripes and a purple heart fighting my demons within. Changing faces, think they can win my love by spreading their legs. Y'all beautiful, no disrespect. It's just so deaf. The 808 that kicks when I touch my chest. The reason I breathe, I still feel her essence on the front porch drinking, enjoying the California breeze. She should have been my baby mama, pro-choice, so that's just my karma. On the hunt for another her, my life been filled with so much drama. She's the answer like AI. With other women, I can't vibe. I don't get the same feeling I did with them being lost in her eyes. But that's no surprise. We're twin flames. And without her in passion, my spirit burns like butane, a different hue of misty blue. Over time, my tear ducts dried. I can't no more. So I decided to make this pen cry. In these stanzas, my emotions encrypted, fermented like fine wine, when the ink dries, inscribed on a great wall and made permanent by the sands of time. Have mercy. Spiritually, my first girlfriend murdered me. I'm worse than a cemetery. Like a wise guy under indictment, I'm covering up a bunch of bodies. I'm no husband material for nobody. So please don't love me. And that's that piece.
I see where you at with it. Just came through with that murderous spirit. Okay, just destroying. All right. Suicide. Look. I ain't even gonna start trying to read. I need you to go on and give me back the dope-ass Enterprise stanza right there. You know, I caught that. That's my shit. Give me the Enterprise back.
Oh, the Enterprise. That act spun me off into a dark place. Her memory erased, replaced with illicit drugs and alcohol with a hard chaser. Peer pressure convinced me to be a skirt chaser. I lay with him and leave out the front door like the Enterprise, switching dimensions, traveling at warp speed.
Bruh. You got some clever shit right here, man. Changing faces, things, like thinking she could win my love, the so-so death line, on the hunt for another hurt, but like, This piece, you snapping, dog. Like, I dug this piece, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Appreciate
right.
you coming through.
Appreciate
man, doing that. What you got to
say? Can I
just
say one
man?
Thing? Yeah. Real short thing. It's not in this language in Latin, but she wanted some kind of love, metaphysical joint, so I'm going to give it to her. It's X, Africa, Vene Aliquid, Novi, Copernicus, Salutis, Ademorcaji, Tacione. That means out of Africa comes a love that's beautiful and new.
All right, Tarachi. All right, Tarachi. You see what you done brought to the show? Got them speaking other languages and shit. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with what happens to your inbox, dog. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, you know, if somebody want to hear, just hit me up. I'll spit Latin to you all day. That's what I do.
Already, man. Appreciate
it's a dead language.
Show,
I'm
man.
Only one of a few. Yeah, I'm one of a few that can speak.
Right.
Can,
you're bringing it back to life,
yeah.
man.
I appreciate you, bro.
Already, man. Thanks for coming to the show, man. Hope to hear you again, dog. Hope you can stick around and check out the rest of the show as well.
Yeah, definitely,
man. Hit up the event page and you know share anything that you got that you want to you know put down for people.
All right, gotcha.
Already. The man. Coming through doing this thing there. We're going to try to take one more caller in before we get to the refresh break. We got 323 in the building.
This is Sincere from Los Angeles. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling, man. All these beautiful people spitting their gems. I love it.
It's been real.
It has.
Did the damn thing like they always do, man. I appreciate you sharing the page and everything as well, man.
Oh, man, we family, brother. You accepted me from day one, our first call. So, man, it's all love, man. It's family.
I really appreciate that, man. So I know you've been enjoying the show, so I know you got something that's going to, you know, do the same thing that we've been getting all night, man. I know you're ready, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Shut up. All the pastors and deacons, you said they robbed you of jewels when you all pimping the word. As you all say, we own your mind. Throughout this process, we determine fit for you just to take it. Hashtag get right or face the craft of those whom you have decided to send. Hashtag, you guys better be careful. But I'm going to go back and shut up. Justice or liberty for all, not for you women and Negro men, women of this free socialism, the prison leaderboard of America, piece of pie, urban folklore. Ask your ancestors, did they shake their ass for a mere thumbs up? Shut up. We now know what's best for you and those who think choices are free from disparity amongst the demigods, social security, security seeders. Ask those who freed those imports from across the seas. We built on fornication and lies to defeat free will. We giving 48 million or billions to a war we have no part in. But I'm going to shut up. Do you think we really care when you work for the United States of a corporate America since the inception? Bookmark 1800s? You don't think that's the only way women Negroes are free from bondage who stole and rewrote it to teach in these schools from these last 135 years? Check today's present books. Right or wrong, you're going to obey the round table's final call to arms and under the watchful eyes of Lady Liberty, whose scales weigh to be unbalanced in an unbanned word of works worse than victor when the season came in. Liberty is death and abounding under laws of written during the time of emancipation, emasculating all women to Negroes' tall tale. Give me freedom, give me death. That's the crystal diamond cut. That's not for you if you're working for the foundation. For slavery is still under set laws to work for what we give. Shut up before we tear down the halls of injustice to make it unsafe to live in. Ask those still under the old law in Mississippi. Check it out. The last date is still 2023 when they'll still be free from the old slave law. Shut up. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Yo, run back the line where you said, ask your ancestors. I mean, I'm like, ask your ancestors. Give me back the line about what the ancestors were shaking. Give me that one back. I can't believe you wrote that shit. Give me that back.
Justice of Liberty.
Yeah, I'm going to make you say it again. You should have wrote this shit. I'm going to make you say it again.
Justice of Liberty for all, not for you women, Negro men and women of this free socialism, prismatic leaderboard of America, peace of pie, urban folks. Ask your ancestors if they shook their ass for a thumbs up or thumbs down. Shut up, I say.
Brother, first of all, you know there wasn't no social media back then. That ain't no fair. There wasn't no social media back then. You don't know. You don't know if any of them sisters that didn't ride the bus would have shook something for a like. You don't know, man. You don't write that, dog. You don't write that, man. Cold-blooded, dog. You cold-blooded for that. But I feel you, man. I see where you're going with it, man. My man said ask the ancestors if they would shake their ass. That's what you're saying. That's what I heard anyway. But, yeah, you
yes,
said
sir.
A lot in this piece, man. You always come through preaching, you know, the emancipation and the emasculated. Like, you know, you always got, you know, something that you're trying to put down for the people, man. I always appreciate that with your pieces, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to come to the show all the time and do this. You know, it's been, you know, a good period of time we've been doing the show, man, and y'all keep coming back. So I'm always thankful for that.
Thank you for having me. And those deacons and pastors need to stop pimping the word.
Yo, we ain't even touching that because you already know what that is. You know,
yes, sir.
I saw a story recently where, you know, the pastor, you know, got his $1 million chain snatched off his neck in church. I'm just trying to say somebody's lights was probably off in that church. You got $1 million around your neck. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah.
Say less.
Mm-hmm, already. So we're going to do make it do what it do, man. I appreciate you coming through. And like I tell everybody, if you got something to put on the event page, go ahead and do that. And hope to see you next time.
Most definitely. I see you in 2 weeks. Blessing. Have a safe week, brother.
Already. That was Sincere from California coming through to do his thing. We only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to cover this part here. We got people who are calling in. If you want to spit during the next hour, the number to call in, if you're listening online, the number to call in is 319-527-6300. All you have to do is press the number 1. A hand will come up on my computer. I'll see that you're in the queue, and I typically just go in order that I see people in the line. So after Sincere is done, who we got next when we come back after Host Spit is 757, followed by 609, followed by 716, then 445, 540, 424, and 506. That's the lineup coming into the next hour. So what we're going to do is go into what we call a refresh break. This is an opportunity for y'all to refresh your drinks, refresh whatever you're smoking, however you get down. We got music we're going to play for y'all if you want to get your dance on, whatever it is, do what you do. We'll be right back. Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio.
just need to love a leveler. How could I forget to tell you how these other girls, they just don't match you up. Really though, you were too late. Really though, I'm not too late. Already though, me and you will make some good love. Chemistry's already there. Energy's already there. She up on a height, headed for the next day. Burn out bad vibes, meditate and light day. Honestly, my queen, yes, you are so amazing. Honestly, my empress, you keep my heart racing. They say we should do it the right time and place then. What you say, why don't we start the day then? Don't think I ever got to tell you how I'd like to take this love a level up. Could I forget to tell you how these other girls, they just don't match you up. Really though, you were too late. Really though, I'm not too late. Already though, me and you will make some good love. Chemistry's already there. Energy's already there. Good vibes already there. Everything is already there.
You're who I desire. You light my fire with every kiss. You take me higher. You see, elevation is gifted when we get lifted. But it's the kisses that mimic the effects of that Mary Jane. Like Mary and Meth, she's all I need to skywalk without the weed. No Luke or Vader. She made mention of how I invade her. The force is in me. My energy is like a Hermann torch, fantastic without the fourth, just one and two. Her and me, galaxies, we create and we breathe the same air. Ambiguities don't exist, just realness in the form of God and Goddess Ra and Yamaya with hints of Mawu and Lisa. Its history meets allegory, these symbols equaling the beginning of the end. Alpha and Omega to only begin again. You see, in the next lifetime, we're timeless. Queen to my king, just what would I do to maintain your highness? Like notes sung by Erykah Badu when she covered Stay. She remains covered, so she stays wrapped around my mind like chocolate legs. Eric Benet, we die fighting the good fight. Makes sense to say I want to spend my life over and over again between the sheets that ripple like waves. So I'm sure she's my shore that continue to crash against like waves. She waves, but there is no one there but orgasms, followed by what she thought was the last one. We way past one, way past the centuries that birthed her and me. You see, elevation is gifted when we get lifted, but it's the kisses that mimic the effects of that Mary Jane, like Mary and meth. She's all I need. The skywalk, without the weed, we be the stars that war and rage against the time machine. Renaissance. And we back. You know what it is. I ain't finna play. I'm finna bring Kim off in this mud. You know how we do. Kimmy, Kim, Kim, what's happening?
What's happening is, how you gonna bring me in after you drop a piece like that, sir?
Because that's how we do. Because you know that's how we do. You know, Taraji, finna bring
first
off in
all,
here because you know we gonna do we gonna do host spit. That's what we do.
You see the Optimus Prime Transformer movie?
Yeah, that's that Bumblebee type shit. I seen it.
So,
mm-hmm.
So you talking about she remains covered, so she stays wrapped around my mind like chocolate legs, Eric Benet. Come on,
I
y'all.
I caught that. How?
Y'all better. He said it's the kisses that mimic that Mary Jane, like Mary and Meth. Come on. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ursher's gone and passed the collection plate.
Ursher's gone past the collection plate. Gone past.
No, that's for that. We already know who that's for. That's for Taraji. When she gets the spit,
you don't never know. You don't know.
You know.
That's what we
nah,
do when you
nah.
get ready. When you get your, when you do your thing,
nah.
That's what we pass. Mm-mm. And we getting ready right now for the hurricane coming. That's,
you know what?
That's why we pass the plate, because we got to afford to repair what Kim about to tear down. So
here
when
we
Kim
go.
Tear it down,
here
then
go.
You
see
sit,
that,
and we get to pass the plate so we can repair what Kim did. That's how we do.
You hear that?
That's bullshit.
And you know what? And just for the record, I'm going to call out a couple of people. You know, Mr. 668, you be trying to talk about you ain't dope. And Kevin Smith, I caught that. I'm watching y'all. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, set all this effery out.
So now that they didn't say it, you know, this stuff y'all going to forget about real quick, because it's about to go down. Y'all better batten the hatches. Y'all better put your sandbags down, all of that. The hurricane is about to spit. We already know we finna have to, you know, you put the heating fans on the flow, because it's
going to
flow.
Here we go. That bullshit. Here we go. All right, y'all.
So I'm going to press mute. Mike is yours.
All right. Every time we meet, I am unguarded, wrapping around your frame with intense variation as we frequent and wave and sound. See, once upon a time, I lost my way. But I found my wind by weaving words through your screen, sculpting scars and skeletons into scrolls, diaphragm contracting and conjuring vibrations to pour from yours and runneth over into pores of those who crave to be organically quenched. You stripped me down to brailled ballots through the spiritual sails of my fails and victory. Because, see, it's always been bigger than me. See, we gravitate, collaborate, then graduate my thoughts into soundtracks, abstract and lucid, awkward and fluent, blooming from the deepest wounds into a full moon. Then I speak her into speakers that leap the boundaries we often see through our eyes to reach the lessons that long to be sought and then applied, gaining traction of the mind because life is far from a glide. See, every time we meet, I am humbled in and out of my flesh, vulnerable, yet eager like student to teacher, anticipating the test as we enter the course with oral, wet, the spread, the feast, penetration, the receive, the release. We leave puddles in seats, give oceans through speech because it gets just that deep. See, you give me that reach to orbit mind over matters and climb out of the hole of generational curses that held us in the most sunken places, fracturing fallacies and faces that we once believed in as truth, because we've got so much more to do. Yet still, we can appreciate the mistakes through the process, because every time we meet, the exchange is untamed, a conversion of verses, in voyages through trains of thought, and you've carried me without hands while I held you in mine, placed me front and center in a fetal position, labored me through the pain in plain sight, and pushed me through a womb of rights until I was born into the posture of my prose, where we could meet honestly, pen to page, mouth to mic, and every time we meet, I am found spoken in peace.
What I tell y'all, where the mops at? Where the mops at? With the squeegees, you know.
Yo.
Obviously, you had to put a towel on the seat. What you said was on the seat? What you wet up? What I tell y'all? I tried to tell y'all. I heard what you said.
What I said was, before he tried to put a nasty spin on it, what I said was, we leave puddles in seats, give oceans through speech, because it gets just that deep.
Still, it sound like squeegee to me.
Sound like giving it up to the poets to me.
But you know what? Even when you give it up to the poets, it can be a clean up on aisle nine. That's all I'm saying. Clean up on aisle nine. Even though you're hollering at the poet, clean up on aisle nine.
Don't try to put me in Mr. Nasty Time, Mr. Rap, my chalky legs. Don't try to put me up in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Velvety Patch.
Mrs. Deep as the Ocean and Wet Seats. I ain't finna go back and forth with you. Look here.
Velvety.
So, Rachi, you ready? We need some healing over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you
ready to do your thing. Huh?
Anyway. I'm ready when y'all are ready.
All right. Well, the press mute mic is yours.
Dear soulmate, I can't shake this feeling. I never wanted to fall so deep under your spell. See, first, I swore we would just be friends. But the more time we spent and the more we talked, it became apparent that it was bigger than you or me. our connection was amazing. I mean, we never touched, but we touched each other's souls. We spent so many nights moon gazing and creating sparks in every dimension of the omniverse. When I look at the constellations, I know that you are close by, sending love and energy, and I never love another the way I love you. So I will send this message in a bottle, praying that a portal in time will open and you will receive this. Until then, I will speak our love language and sing its melody, waiting for you to reveal yourself to me. My peace.
Ooh, look at you with the love pieces. What is going on tonight? What is happening? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, Kim. Hold on, Kim. I know you heard this. Can you hear this, Kim?
Wait a minute. Let me get my edges together.
The love piece.
Wait. My edges.
Hold on. You got me hitting the high note over here.
We need a moment in silence for my edges that she just took right now, because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Tarachi! Let me say
hello. How are you?
No, don't try to give me that moment.
You need to say hi. How are you? Because this ain't the one we know. Introduce yourself again. This ain't the...
That was just a little something I wrote.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I had to spit it from, just a little something I wrote.
I ain't even mad.
A little something. You hear her?
Yeah, I see what I need you to do is take that bullshit you spitting and put it in that same body you're talking about and put that in the ocean. We ain't trying to hear that shit. We don't want none of that. We want you to own your shit. We want you to own your shit, ma'am. Put that bullshit you talk about in the same bottle you just spit about.
Little something.
Nah,
we ain't trying to
have that
shit. Nah, she tried.
Yeah,
she tried.
Tried.
We ain't trying to have that shit.
So,
This is whole spit, people. Y'all bear with us. Sometimes we have a little fun. Sometimes we just go straight in. You don't know we go get. This is how we get down. It's this organic energy we got with us, and we hope y'all, can feel that and appreciate it because, we enjoy being with y'all. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let them go back to the event page. I appreciate y'all as always coming through and doing what doing your thing, spitting like y'all spit, and also taking care of the event page, sharing, promoting, all the stuff y'all do. I'm really thankful to y'all.
One love, y'all. Y'all been killing the
one
mic.
Love.
Keep bringing that
killing
energy.
It.
We appreciate y'all.
Killing it. Y'all on 1,000 right now. Y'all killing it. Y'all surprise us every week, though. But y'all
You're working my fingers. You're working my fingers, I tell you
all
that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Making us type a lot.
Indeed. So I appreciate y'all. I'm going to put y'all back on the event page. And like I said, if y'all want to show them love, please do on the event page. Hit them up. Respond back, however y'all want to do, interact with them, and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to the next caller here. Like I said, we got 757 in the building.
Hey, Keith.
Yo, what's going down? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight.
This is Miss Lips in the house.
Already. How you been?
I'm good.
Indeed. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Y'all have raised the bar. I got to figure out. I've been sitting here flipping through my book trying to figure out what I'm going to say because y'all just raising the bar every time somebody opens the mic.
Look, we just trying to keep up with y'all. We can't come with whole spit. And y'all just destroyed. Like we can't come up here with Rudy Poop. We can't come up here with the we got to come with it because y'all coming with it. We can't come up here with the mess. Y'all have us sitting back like, look, what we gonna do? you know, we can't come up here with no half-ass because, you know, y'all come through killing, so we got to represent too. Y'all inspire us just like we inspire y'all, and that's the reciprocation that, you know, I be talking about. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing like being in a room full of folks that know what they spit in. It just makes you move in a different way.
Already, yeah, it's definitely been that. I mean, the way everyone's come through the night, starting with Joe, you know, everything has been just really, really tough, you know, thought-provoking, people spitting, you know, these hard metaphors, you know, people teaching. It happens every show, and I'm always, you know, taken aback because even though it just happened the show before, it always feels like a little bit some elevation going on when we do another
mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you keep raising the bar? But, you know, that's what happens. Y'all keep on pushing. You keep pushing us, and we definitely enjoy that, man.
Absolutely.
Again, appreciate you coming back and doing, you know, this show. So I know you've been waiting. You had to endure all the whole spit and the music and everything. So I know you're ready. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, Sister Taraji went for the love piece, so now I'm going to go for one as well. This piece is called Don't Mind. I can't explain how you make me feel. The security of your love is astounding. The emotions between us creates a sacred bond so that when we come together, there's nothing we won't give each other. Our union is immortal, as if the very God who created us appointed us to be the example of what sex was designed to be. Your touch raises my hackles and quickens me. I'm excited by your desire for me, and my lotus leaks for you. But you always take your time with me. Sweet, torturous taboos of love, warm, gentle kisses to my forehead, ears, neck, chest, belly, back, and cheeks, and long, warm strokes of your hands down my back, to my legs, up my sides, tracing my curves. You worship me before you join us in holy union. And I love watching you, preparing me to receive you as you lovingly touch every part of me so that I may take you all in from the start. And the look on your face as you lose yourself in me, as if you are receiving direct mercies from God and favor for the gift I am to you. And when we begin to move, languid motions and deep grinds lead us to speak in whispers of affirmation. Yes, my love. Mm-hmm. So amazing. I love you too. Hushed and breathless conversations between spirits joined in creation and made manifest in flesh as us. And as we climb to the mountaintop and reach the peak, we float on clouds of ecstasy before taking the plunge together into complete and utter satisfaction, where we linger till physical exhaustion takes us into slumber, still joined as one. And we rest in the knowing that we were designed for each other. And that's why I don't mind saying I love you, my immortal king. I'm lips, and you're just in service.
you said this is a love piece?
Mm-hmm.
Or making love piece. Which one is supposed to be?
It's a twist between the two.
That's what I thought. You can't just say this straight. Look here. You can't put this, you can't tell me it's a love piece and then say I'm excited by your desire for me and my lotus leaks for you. But I'll let that one ride a little bit. You know, you're doing your thing. But then you're going to have the nerve to put this in the piece. And straight in my face, you said it's a love piece. They had a nerve to say, and the look on your face as you lose yourself in me like you're receiving direct mercies from God. No, ma'am. Look, this is not a simple love piece. It's some love making going on. It's some babies going to get born to this piece right here. I'm sorry.
Okay. I can't help my nature. That's me. But to me, that is love.
Thank you, man. It is love. I'm just saying, I'm thinking it's just going to be, you know, holding hands in the field. Y'all dug the field up. That's all I'm saying. Y'all
okay, okay.
In the field no more. Yeah. So, yeah. Appreciate you. I'm thankful that you were able to still get the opportunity to spit. I know sometimes, you know, it's a little bit of time, you know, before we get to you because we have a lot of callers. But I'm thankful that, you know, you endured and spit such a lovely piece. I really enjoyed that piece.
Thank you, love. I always love being here. Already.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you continuing to come back. And definitely come back next time and give us your love-making poetry.
Okay. You know, already. I'll turn the twist in a minute, though. I'll come with something different every time.
Yes, I know that. You might not do nothing with love next time. You might, you know, have, you know, relationships. You might hit us with some social justice, no telling. But, you know, you like one of those poets. You can do it all. So you're always thankful for what you bring.
Thank you.
Already. That's Lisa Lips doing her thing. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller. We have Divine Inspiration in the building. Divine Inspiration, you there? Oh, maybe he's not. You're on mute. All right, we'll try to come back to Divine Inspiration. You may not be ready. We got 716 in the building.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Yo, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
I'm good tonight.
That's what's up. Glad to have you on the mic. Let everybody know who we're talking to.
This is Big Ed, also known as Edward Lee McDaniel, but my poet name is Big Ed.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I've loved it. I mean, it's definitely raising the bar. I mean, I've enjoyed every moment of it. Very inspiring.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely, you know, a show that, you know, I continue to come back to as a host because of this. You know, it's just the whole camaraderie for me. You know, everything that we all do as poets, you know, it just changes my energy. I can be having a bad day, and if I'm able to still host the show, man, y'all elevate me every time, man. I appreciate what y'all bring. So I know
Absolutely.
That you got something as well, so I'm definitely going to let you do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is entitled, I Still Rise. Even if you took away my hands, I would still write. If you took away my voice, I would still speak. I still rise. I'll never concede to defeat. My soul is deep. If you took away my Twitter, I'll still tweet. I march to the drum of my own beat. Every attempt you make to silence my voice, I would just turn up the heat. You knock me down, I get back up on my feet. You can take me off of social media, I'll still find another platform to speak. You are not the first and you will not be the last person on earth to try to take something away from me. The measure of this man is far more deeper than your eyes can see. I don't fear no man or woman, only God can stop me. Like that tree planted by the riverside, I shall not be moved. You are doing something right. When dogs start barking, dogs bark at objects on the move. When you are a force to be reckoned with like me, everything but the kitchen sink is thrown at you to try to stop you. You'll get falsely accused of saying things you didn't even say and falsely accused of doing things you didn't do. Some of your friends will align with your enemies and start plotting against you. With new levels come new devils. I'll be all right. I will still rise when the dust settles. It's something about when I speak the truth that cuts deep. It's a problem when you try to liberate people who don't want to be liberated. When you want to progress, they want to see you regress. I still rise. For those who see the best out my worst, I rise. For those who see the worst out my best, I rise. In the face of those who got my back, I rise. In the face of those who sneak attack. One door closes, a new door opens. I'll never stop believing in myself. I'll never stop creating masterpieces. I'll never stop hoping. I'll keep raising awareness. I'll keep my eyes open, even on the darkest days. I'll search for light at the end of the tunnel. Even when I tumble, I will get back up on my feet and rise again. This is not the end. It's only a new beginning. I still rise.
Look here. That's how you spit. I like that piece, man. You had a line there, if you could repeat for me, where you said it's a problem when you try to liberate people. I mean, that line deserves to be heard again. Give me that little stanza back again.
Okay, I'm going to rewind right back to that line there. It's something about when I speak the truth that cuts deep. It's a problem when you try to liberate people who don't want to be liberated. That one right there, yep.
That's real. That is real shit. You said a lot of real shit. I like how you kept putting the arise off in there, man. That's a nice little shout out. But you said some shit in this piece, but that one really stuck out to me. That's probably one of the realest things that I've learned in this life, man. You cannot help a person that doesn't want to be helped, man. You can't.
So
and it's
true.
A group of people, it's even worse.
Ooh, yes. And that's what sometimes I know we run across that as poets, as artists, just as people, you know. Sometimes we're trying to open eyes that don't want to be open. It's kind of like Project Pat said, you can't save them if they don't want to be saved. You can't teach them if they don't want to be taught. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You can give them the knowledge, but
indeed,
you can't make them think. You know, it goes on like that, yeah.
I hear you.
we definitely run across those glass ceilings, but I wrote that to also encourage myself, don't give up, you know.
Right,
don't
right.
be oppressed. Don't give up. Keep going. Because someone will appreciate it. Just like there are people
That's
who
real.
Don't appreciate it, there are many people who do appreciate it. And those are the people we speak to. Yeah.
Indeed, and that's the beautiful thing about poetry, man. Like, if we could be clever, we could, you know, say all these things that make you feel a way, but they can definitely inspire, they can encourage, you know, we can reach the right person some days. It just depends on who's listening and who's needing your way of delivery. So
Absolutely.
I can give an inspirational piece, but it may not hit that person that you just hit. That's what's beautiful. It's all, you know, always room under the sun for all of us as poets, you know. So I encourage, you know, that as well. And I appreciate you bringing that to the show, man. Hopefully you continue to come through and enjoy us, as well as hit the event page up and, you know, shout out the other poets as well as those that might be shouting you out.
Most definitely. I appreciate that and will do.
already. That's how we get down, people. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. But before we do that, it is about less than 30 minutes before we get to where the page or the show will shut down for you if you are on the computer. We call that overtime. And we go into overtime because we have a lot of callers sometimes and we get the opportunity to get you in if you've pressed one. If you want to spit during this show, all you got to do is press one. If you are on the computer and you want to continue listening to the show, and you want to call in to the number 319-527-6300, and you will be able to continue to listen to the show. If you want to spit and you're on the computer and you think you have time, you don't. If you let that clock hit, you're done. It's literally not going to let you call into the show. So call in now. 319-527-6300 and press 1. With that being said, we're going to go to the next caller. Here we have 445 in the building.
Hey, kid, it's Danielle.
The Pearl. Yo, what's happening? How you feeling?
I'm good.
You sound like, what you sipping on over there? Let me know. I need some of that.
It's more like what I'm blowing, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't get down with that. I'm going to ask that when it comes to that. Well, go on to the next topic because I can't share. So, how have you enjoyed the show tonight?
The poetry. You know, I love Hosted. You know, I'm a big fan of yours and Umbrella. Oh my God, Taraji, y'all just be killing it. And other poets. Oh man, I love the show. I really, really do. I am truly enjoying it. Definitely.
I appreciate that. It does mean a lot to us. We put a lot of work behind the scenes into the show. But most of the work that we do is basically energy work. We try to come to the show with really good positive vibes and really good energy, and we want to display that so that, you know, you guys give it to us the same way. And that continues to work every show. Otherwise, we won't do it. If we don't feel good about the show, we just don't do it. So I appreciate you pointing that out. We enjoy y'all as poets. We love seeing you guys elevate what you have been doing. There's so many poets that we started with last year, and they were good. And then they elevated the pen. Like, they're different. It's more. Mm-hmm. You can tell, you know, you're putting in that effort and that work, and that pushes us because we're like, okay, well, no, they elevated. We can't stay in our place. We got to keep elevating, too. So it's definitely one of these things that happened with this show. And it was not what I expected it to be. Like, honestly, I did not know the show was going to do that, but I love that fact. So I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, yeah. You guys definitely exude a really, really beautiful energy, and that is one of the major things that keeps us drawn to you. So, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. So with all of that, everyone who's listening may not be familiar. This is an Epiphany host. So before you spit, if you wouldn't mind letting everybody know how you get down.
Okay, well, yes, I am an Epiphany host. I am a host of a show on every other Saturday called Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress, do some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night. Woo. That show's a little racy, but I'm one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And I think the title of the show speaks for itself. You know, y'all just come on by and check us out. You know, same back channel.
All right. Look here, I'm gonna be able one of these days when it ain't too busy at work. I'm gonna come through and hear y'all do your raunchy little show. But I'm gonna come and I'm gonna add my flavor to the raunchiness because yes, I enjoy it too. I'm not gonna front. I enjoy it.
You don't know it's a mic waiting for you to burn up when you come in there. So it's all good.
Already. I appreciate that. So I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. This is called Majestic Desires. I just crashed into this thing I feel for him, leaving me unable to just walk away. I was trapped deep under a heavy pile of my emotions, caught up all in his energy. Now my love for him runs as deep as still waters. So if you were to ask me if I have a favorite moment with him, I say my life since he's entered it. My heart has been touched by many, but only one has ever kissed my soul. I swear this man is the sweetest drug because he brings me the sun, and the warmth of his truth just permeates through my skin. I'm addicted. He makes love to my words, and his smile sends my butterflies dancing. My mind, my body, my heart all hunger for him, and I fall in love like it's the first time whenever he looks in my eyes. Because he makes it so that I always see forever in his. He gazes at me in shameless desire as if trying to burrow into my soul. When we embrace in our love making, his moan from me moaning intentions in his ear as he thrusts deeper inside me. It's magical. Every inch of my skin shivers at his touch, and it makes me want to taste every morsel of what he is. His energy is so deeply embedded, I could be totally content just staring at him for hours, constantly fantasizing about the taste of his lips, without even saying a word, because he doesn't have to speak. His soul talks to me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. What I'm trying to understand is, because I've been hearing you spit your poetry for a little while, what I'm trying to understand is, at what point did you start breathing your poetry out your mouth like that? Because where did you start sounding like it's about to go down? You didn't change up on me. What's going on?
I pay attention. I'm an excellent student, so I pay attention.
Okay.
And I've learned, you know, Epiphany is my family, and I've learned a lot from them. And one thing I did learn is to release my inhibitions in my poetry. So,
you
that was one of them.
That. There. He brings me the sun. The warmth of his truth permeates through my skin. Damn.
Yeah.
I fall in love like the first time, every time I look in his eyes.
Yeah.
The part where you said you stared at him for hours, fantasizing about the taste of his lips, and then you said, y'all ain't got to speak. He ain't got to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The images that you put in, you can just feel, you know, all of this heavy, intense love. And like you said, you don't have to touch, but it's there, that need. And it feels good to sit in that need without even acting on it.
Yep. Exactly.
That's a beautiful thing to be able to put into a poem right there. That's dope. I appreciate you doing that and coming through and showing, you know, us how to breathe through our pieces like that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, love, one
night. Have a good rest of your night, and hope that you continue to listen to the show, and hope to catch you back next time.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Already. All right, we go to the next caller here. We have 540 in the building.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going down, player?
you know, play a play, you know how you do. You know, I admire
man.
Your Pippin.
You. There you go. You remember
yeah,
me and my pen
yeah.
pen, my P-N-P-N,
yeah.
my pen pen. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But yeah, but how you been? How you
nah,
been doing?
I've been doing fine, man. You know, this is one of my favorite shows. Because I, you know,
oh.
Yeah, the three of y'all, oh my goodness. And, you know, Trisha, she, I remember one time when my birthday happened, she sang to me for my birthday. I'll never forget that. It was,
you know what?
She got a voice. Like
you know
that.
Something? I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret. She ain't never sang for me on my birthday.
You know, maybe, hey, maybe the, you know, I got to step the game
I'm
up.
Just saying, I'm just saying, that should tell you how special you are to her. That's
oh,
all
okay.
I'm saying. That's all I'm
oh,
saying.
That, well, you know.
If she don't, yeah. She
and, then I,
like
and then I when Cabrella was, when I heard Cabrella, you know, I had to hold on to the pole because I thought I was going to be swept into the damn hurricane and shit.
Thank
said,
you.
Damn.
Thank you for saying it. Thank
see,
you for saying
I didn't
it.
See
I'm
on the
tell
forecast.
People.
I said, damn. I mean, they should have told us that damn hurricane was coming. Now my damn car went
to
the damn
man.
Ocean and shit. I'm like, damn.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Man,
I was,
look,
you know,
I'm trying to tell
I was ready for that. Need hurricane insurance,
hey.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, and you never have enough. You can never have enough, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm going to let you do what you came to do, man. I don't know if you wrote something this time. I don't know if you're going to spit off the dome, but whatever
freestyle.
It is, you're ready for you. So I'm going to press mute. What's that? What's that?
All right, it's a freestyle.
Oh, okay, all right. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. Name of this freestyle is called How to Get. Sunny days. But damn it, everything ain't okay. Yes, I'm talking about Sesame Place. You see, when you come to these children and act like you all that, when they have that sad face, you see, the black children want to have fun. But look what you have done. And see, Sesame Place, you do not want to go ahead and take the responsibility. These kids are vulnerable. These kids came to see these ignorant people in these damn costumes. All I got to say is, how do I get to say, fuck you, Sesame Place? Because when you do that to the children, I need you to listen. Because the microphone is my addiction and everything that I'm about to mention. I'm gravitating to the surface because these kids are not worthless. These kids came to you. And what you do, like you show like no damn value. You act like you can't give them a hug. This ain't about no COVID. This is about the explosive. So I'm about to show you my whole damn motive. I'm not giving a damn so you can scram. Go ahead and let them get fired. And let somebody with a heart get hired. This type of shit need to be retired. You see in these days when kids, once they admired, I used to watch Sesame Street. And I learned many things. But I never thought about the racial, the unstable, and what they willing to put on a label. You show love to the white kids and ignore the black ones. So I'm going to go ahead and get it done. See, I just need to know this one thing. Teach me, Sesame Place, to say how to say kiss my ass. When you ignore black children, these kids are innocent. And right now you put a damn predicament. Oh, I wish I could be like Dr. King and boycott your whole damn place. They don't need to see another black dollar. You don't deserve none of it. So when you look down on little kids, little black children, you look down on me. You look down the universe. You look down on all black people. So how do I say this? I'll say you will never get a damn dime from us ever again. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Lynch, Tank is in the morning, Bourbon Drive.
So it's safe to say that that Sesame Street character ran you hot, huh?
Hey, I mean, I didn't like what the hell they did to them kids. Some kids are innocent,
look,
black kids, and then they hug the white kids, but look down on the black kids. You know,
there's one out there, but there's another one that shows that character or that person wearing that character suit doing that to several black kids. You seen that video?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It wasn't just
yes,
the one. Like, I mean, the whole parade, this person was doing that. So, yeah, that was some bullshit. Like, I'm sorry. My babies.
You did
my babies like that, that character would have caught a two-piece. That's all I'm saying. that whole head would have came off that character. Everybody saw who this was. That shit.
I don't blame you. I feel like if Dr. King was here.
Did you see the baby's faces when they turned? If my was standing there and my little baby
really
turned and
me.
Looked like that, and look, that head would have came off that character. I'm sorry. You call it a two-piece, for real, not just on the character's head.
I got a little niece and nephews. Now, you know, my lady has kids, and I accept her kids part of my life. I mean, they're kind of older now, but I got a little niece and nephews. And, if I had, like, my two little nieces and went to Sesame Place and they would have done that, it would have been a problem because you don't play with them. You know what I mean? The kids are innocent. I mean, they do a lot of bullshit to black adults. But damn, you gonna do that to little babies? I mean, and then you gonna act like you above them or something? Like they above them or something like that? I would not spend a damn dime at no damn Sesame Place, especially the way he treated the black kids. Oh, that's a turnoff.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm glad that you brought that to the show because, again, it's another one of those things that we can do through poetry that kind of, you know, continues to put that in the atmosphere, you know, reminding us of what's been going on in the world, man. And that was dope how you did it off the dome. So I'm thankful for you coming through. Always enjoy laughing with you, man. Hope to catch you next time when you come through to the show.
Yeah, yes, brother. I try to come in, man. You know, player, man. You know, all I ask y'all to do is just save some of that mic, please. Y'all blowing the damn mic up. I mean, what y'all putting a damn atomic bomb on the damn mic? I mean, exploding the damn stage up. Ain't nowhere to even damn perform. I mean, shit, damn. I'm trying to play to perform.
Before I put you on the bench, I'm going to say that's Kimbrella's fault. That's it. I'll holler at you later. So we're going to go ahead and go back on up here. We got somebody that's ready. We're going to go to Divine Inspiration. What's happening, Mike?
What's going on?
What's going on, Keith?
Hey, man. Good to have you. Wait a minute.
Welcome back.
There's two people here?
You had us missing you.
Already, look, I'm glad that you made it to the show, man. I didn't catch the text that you sent me on that other page. Like I said, I don't use that page basically to promote our second page, so I didn't catch it, man. But, yeah. Got you in here, man.
That's
glad that you made it through the show. What was that?
I'm glad I made it, too. I said I appreciate your effort.
Oh. Already, already. So, yeah, man. I'm going to let you do what you can do.
On her. I was trying to sneak it on her. She said, my bed is calling me. I got to go.
Already. I'm sorry about that, bro.
I'll just do it at the party tomorrow for her.
All right. Well, all right, man. I'm gonna let you, since you've been holding on, I'm going to let you do your thing. Press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Thank you, Ken. This piece is called This Place. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place in time so often you become forgotten. And you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain. Frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignities are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop. And odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, but not very discreetly. It will labor you and hinder you, attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And quite often, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been in that place to serve my time. And if that time is ever served, I will kiss my own behind, because 20 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian queens and kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughters, sons, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arrives in your stead, families engulfed with heartache and dread, and the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up our heads. This vicious, crippling cycle must stop. Too many gallons of black blood end up in a prison mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. Concern for their future can be measured in a single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It is merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked, and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place that is filling our sons and daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. The immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men and women and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. But alas, this will never occur if we can't unitedly stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I am. Poem.
You better spit. Look, every time, you know, I hear something about this particular topic, from a poet, I love how it's said in a different way. It's not exactly the same, but that point is brought home. And the fact that remains is a lot of people get lost in how big of a deal, how big of a business it is to incarcerate people of color. They get lost in the fact that, you know, people have turned this to a private business. It's not a government-owned prison. These are private businesses. And there's a quota for the amount of people that need to be in this prison to profit.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Love poems that make you think, that they bring it to the forefront, to make, you know, put it on your plate. You got to eat this shit right here. And that's what you did, man. You wrote this piece, you put it on a plate, and you served it up. And we got to eat that shit. I love that, man. Thank you for bringing that. I hope that she enjoys it when you give it to her. What you said? You said the party tomorrow?
Oh, no. I got something different for her. This was the piece I was going to initially do here tonight. Then when she popped up unexpectedly, I switched to do a piece. Since she was here, I was going to do a piece to dedicate to her.
I got you.
So the other piece I'll do for her tomorrow. That piece, though, I was glad that my mother got to hear before she passed, because she's been through that trial with me, going through that incarceration mess. You know, and we need to recognize and realize that we need to stand up, stand together, and tell them to stop it. You cannot continue to lock us up.
Yeah, so that's the fact. You know, we're so busy
really
fighting each other.
Making Juneteenth a lie.
Right.
Juneteenth was supposed to be when the last
fighting one another
were free.
On topics that are just trivial. You know, we spend so much time arguing, you know, amongst just the simple black man, black woman thing in so many different ways that it's just difficult to reach what you're talking about, but it does need to happen. And unfortunately, they know how to separate us. They know how to bring certain things up. They know how to put that wedge there. And, you know, we haven't learned how to decipher that wedge. But, yeah, thanks for coming through, man. I hope to catch you next time. It was good seeing you in person last time I caught up with you, man.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for the platform.
Already. Indeed. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have the 424. Let's go to that, I believe. Let's see here.
What's up, sir?
What's going down? How you feeling?
Hot. Working like a Hebrew slave. Otherwise, I'm here.
Already, who do we have on the mic?
This is Anthony Arnold.
Brother, how you feeling? Outside of the heat, you know, give me the other part. How you feeling?
All right. I'm doing
all right, that's good, man. That's good. That's good to hear, man. Glad that you made it to the show, but I know you said you were going to try to make it through. I'm glad you made it here. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, between Kimbrella blowing everything out and some of these other folks, y'all may have to renovate y'all whole building.
That's why I've been trying to tell. See, I try to tell Kim, it's her fault. She don't be trying to hear me, man. Hey, look, I spit a piece, but then she come behind me, everybody forget. That's what I'm trying to tell her. She just be destroying everything, man. She gotta own that, bro. She gotta let her own that.
Yeah, but you know how.
That's real, man. Keep giving them those flowers, man. Keep giving them those flowers. They deserve those flowers. They deserve to know that y'all enjoy hearing them when they come through with spit, man. So I appreciate y'all doing that.
Oh, yeah. Got to.
Already. So I know that, you know, you came to do your thing. Before I do that, I got to say this to everyone who's listening. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for calling in after the computer shut down, right before the computer shut down on you. If you are listening and you want to get in the queue, we have about 55 or so minutes left in this show. As we do overtime, and depending on how many people press one, that's how long the show will last. If we make it all the way to the end, so be it. If we do not, so be it. And so with that being said, brother, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a piece I wrote about something that happened to me way back in the day. It's called A Nigga and a Nigga Lover. What do we have here? A nigger and a nigger lover. The words spoken to two young men. A truck with five white men with bats confronted us on that day on a sidewalk with cars traveling all around us. Yet no one bothered to stop. I think about that day and wonder, what if we weren't able to outrun them? What if we would have been killed? Would anyone have really cared? Florida in the mid-70s, there were plenty of sundown towns. Imperial Polk County, home of the Grand Dragon. Quincy, Florida, 79% black, run by 21% white. This was my world in 1975. And although I survived, that phrase will always be burned into my psyche. What do we have here? A nigger and a nigger lover. And that's their piece.
Damn, son. That's bro, you brought the real melancholy, this you took us back on this piece. Man, like can you expound a little bit more? Like what is this? What is this piece for you?
This is actually a true story. Good friend of mine, we were coming home. We had a football game that day. And normally his mom, he was white, I was black. Normally his mom would pick us up, and he stayed about two blocks away from the school. But this particular day, she was running late, so we walked. And as we were walking down the street, talking about the game, this old pickup truck came past us, went about 200 yards behind us, U-turned down the other side of the street, swung around, and pulled over on the sidewalk where we were walking. And my friend, whose name was Danny Strauss, stepped me and said, "You know how to get to my house, don't you?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "If something kick off, run." I was like, "Okay." And not too long after he said that, like it says in the piece, five people got out of the car with baseball bats. Mind you, this was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, busy street, nobody stopped, nobody slowed down, nobody did anything.
Damn.
And after he said what he said, I looked at Dan. He looked at me. He said, "I see you at the house." And that was when I found out I could actually run track and field, because I beat him to his own house.
Jeez, that shit sound like a scene from a movie, but it's real. That shit happens, you know, real life.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of people that's had that shit happen, but damn, to have that story, just to imagine like that's a real life part of your growing up, bro. And for you to be able to share that in a piece, man, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't put their life in there in that way. They try to forget those kinds of things. And I say that from experience because in my family, you know, the matriarchs are all in their 80s or so. But they don't like to talk about their life growing up at all. None of it. So
I mean, that
I appreciate
would,
you, man.
Bro, I could go
peace, dog.
I could go through some stuff that would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
I believe
during
it.
During those days.
I believe it. It's a damn shame, but yes, I believe it. But you here, though. That's another part.
Yeah.
You here. And that's what's up.
Here and able
definitely
to talk
appreciate
about
that,
it.
Man. Indeed. I know you got books, man. If you want to throw those on the event page, anything you want to share, feel free, like always. And hope to catch you back on the next show, brother.
We'll see you.
All right.
One love, one life.
Indeed. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 506 in the building.
Hi, it's Lady A.
Yo, what's going on? How you been?
I've been okay. How about you? Not much going on, just beating the heat.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I know that you've been listening. How have you enjoyed the show tonight?
I found it really diverse, which is makes it always interesting. It's been... I guess when I hear some of the poetry, I get so disappointed in mankind. I don't want to say white or black, but I just it's so disheartening to think there's such prejudice going on still,
mm-hmm.
and such suffering going on a daily basis. It really sickens me, hurts me, and coming from Canada. We don't, and I would be a fool to say there's no prejudice here because there is, but we don't have the violence and hatred like the U.S. does, and I can't even hardly get my head around it, you know, when blood is being spilled from one human being to another, it really sickens me. I really have no words because I guess my rose-colored glasses get cracked and broken when I see these things. Really, I'm so sorry. I have no words. It's so big.
That's true, and I'm glad that you were able to express it in that way. That's what I was kind of like saying earlier, that poetry has a way of putting certain things, you know, in our face. And
yeah.
Just depending on how it's delivered, has everything to do with how a certain person may receive it. And the fact that you're able to listen to poetry, receive the poetry, feel from the poetry, that means the poetry is doing its job. And I'm grateful,
yeah.
you know, that you were able to express that tonight. And so, you know, with that being said, we always look forward to your poetry. So I know that you're ready. You know, press mute.
Yeah, mine's different and maybe puts a different feel, I hope. It's a sensual piece, and here it
Uh-oh.
Goes. Yeah.
All right, well, am I pressing mute? Mic is yours.
I wrote this a couple of days ago. It's called Mistress and the Newborn Masochist. Leather reins to hair harnessed. Mistress, please, don't be heartless. Oh, you must wait and obey. 'Tis I who leads and shows the way. Black lace wings deceive, knitted spider webs posed to receive. Sticky webs swathe and circle virgin pure with each caress. Anticipation elicits rhythmic, pulsing, thrumming, throbbing, kitty's amour. Newborn masochist perhaps finds pleasure when mistress slaps. She thinks was man who'd devour her virtue, begins to see it isn't true. Between the blows, bum and thighs, female touch ignites lust's cries. Breasts with nipples taut, she begs mistress pinch and suck. Do not tell me how to play on your back. The girl obeys. Cane in hand, mistress means to punish her for trying to lead. Her pale skin melts her tricks engorged she licks the little miss. Mistress brings her to the peak, the highest mountain, and she screams, shuddering, quaking, with aftershocks. The door opens. In he walks. Legs held high on Adonis' shoulders, her virtue taken, passion smolders. Meets each thrust, craving more. She cries out, again, encore. End poem.
I'm just going to say, I wasn't ready. The poetry that I have heard from you, ma'am, did not prepare me for this particular piece. I cannot repeat a word that you just said, ma'am. I will not do it. I do not think I have the ability to give the right energy to it like you just did. You spit this piece, ma'am. I saw everything, and I don't think I was supposed to see it. I don't think I'm old enough to be able to see what you just wrote the way that I saw it.
I just thought I felt
a little twist. There's a lot of twisting going on, apparently. But and encore at the end. She wasn't done. Apparently, there wasn't enough. Man, I'm just gonna let that sit right there. I'm pretty sure Kim wrote enough of that out for people to read. But y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Lady A got way more in her bag than we knew.
Way the
more in the bag.
Canadian sense of sensuality and excitement.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit of sensuality today. We wasn't ready. Just so y'all didn't know, I'm going to say it one more time. Lady A got more in the bag than we thought. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
For coming through with that piece. You have changed my mind on how I was just so ready for you to come through. I thought you were going to come through with
the original
person. You always got these pieces about the earth and the leaves and the trees. And I wasn't ready.
I got my arsenal of sensual, too. I'll have to bring more.
I bet you do. You got, obviously, your bag is full of many things that you got. Apparently. That was a pleasant surprise. I just wasn't ready. But, yeah, thank you for coming through.
Come back and surprise us again next show. I will.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
As Lady A coming through, I just was not ready for that from her. I'm just so used to just a different brand, but yeah. So we go ahead and go to the next caller here, see who we have on the mic. If you don't
Lady
mind,
Lady A don't cut the
hell
up.
To tonight.
First off, Lady A has cut the hell up. Do you hear me?
I was just prepared.
All right, now, Lady A, I see.
I was ready to hear some mess. Yes. I'm still not ready. I couldn't even.
I know.
But yeah, thank you for coming through to the show. Let everybody know who we listen to tonight.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Serena Butterfly Brown. How y'all doing tonight?
Man, look, this show has been off the chain. We got people coming out the woodwork, ready to spit. I'm so happy that you made it tonight. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do as well. So, you know, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. What level of high chromatic experience were you trying to lead me to? I believe you love listening to me as my stimulating bones turn into sinful screams of a nympho banshee, didn't you? I saw that you craved the she-beast within me whom left scintillating claw abrasions upon your sexy brown skin. Tell me how you loved making me confess all of my naughty thoughts and explain your experience of being my physical behavior afterwards. You adored causing me to tremble and cringe. while watching me enjoy those moments of blissful ecstasy. How did you feel when you noticed the lust within my eyes as you tenderly opened and slid between these warm brown thighs? Well, I liked it when your heightened adrenaline began pumping and your veins began pulsating. I was in anticipation as I awaited to feel your weight of your awaiting body upon my awaiting body. When you wrapped your arms around me, didn't you hear me whisper sensually, "Ooh, Poppy"? I must admit that I love the way you flinched as she welcomed you in, and damn, I love the feeling of your strong chest caressing against my soft breast. If only I could search for the right words or even be more descriptive of the tingle that ran up and down my spine. Oh, sugar, I have an addiction to that feeling that was so stimulating and divine. So, about last night, can we revisit all of our passionate and tantric events again and again and again and again? And please, butterfly, scorpion.
That's definitely Scorpion. So let me get this straight. First, I got Lady A doing what she do. She just shocked me. Then you got to come in here with the Southern Belle voice and hit me with the nympho. But you did not say nympho banshee, ma'am.
Yeah.
Look here, y'all showing up tonight. I don't know what. If it was just too cold in the room or something, y'all decided to raise the temperature. You and Lady A must have got together and said y'all going to raise the temperature in the show because it's hot in here.
No idea what was
we,
about
I'm
to
not
come
talking
out.
About Nelly. Yeah, it's hot in here and Nelly ain't got nothing to do with it. It's y'all fault. And, yeah,
hold up. Hold up. Y'all ain't about to just pass me up on the commutation. Sis, she just said,
"Hey, sissy, hey, sis, how
you doing?" No, don't sis me, don't sis. Did you just say that I admit that I love the way you flinched when she welcomed you in? Yes. Lord,
she did. She said that. She said a lot of stuff. I'm glad that you said it instead of me. I can't repeat these words. These words are just too mature for me. I can't.
That line right there is almost as bad as your Scoop line, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Ooh,
look, we're
thank
not
you.
Trying
and
to
I know y'all ain't
Scoop
talking.
Lines. I don't
Hold
even
on.
Know what kind of Scoop line you're talking about. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Don't get at me.
I ain't know what you're talking about. So, don't yeah. We're going to continue with the show. I'm thankful for you coming through,
y'all,
Scorpion. I don't know about no Scoop stuff she's talking about.
Thank,
I just know that you and Lady A raised the temperature, and Kimbrella, she destroyed everything. So it's hot, and we ain't got no cover. So that's what I understand. It's hot, and we ain't got no cover right now. Appreciate y'all.
Well, I thank y'all for seeing me and letting me get on the show. And I know y'all ain't talking because y'all cut the hell up, too. Don't play. I know I came in late, but my God. Y'all cut up.
Keith Eric is nasty.
Yeah.
That's our
piece. Kimbrella. That's our piece. So I'm going to go to the next caller because everybody's showing out in the building. We have 573 in the building.
All right, good evening. You hear me?
What's happening? How you been, man?
As soon as the spooky, Derek, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Good to hear you on the mic.
Nice to be in the building. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed it.
I appreciate that. Already. Well, we're getting into that final hour, man, so I know you've been waiting for a minute. I appreciate you listening all this time and being patient, so I'm going to give you the mic. I'm going to press mute. It's all yours.
This is a new piece. I just wrote this piece a couple hours ago.
off the prompt. The stage was already set. This is called Stages Intertwined. Welcome to the show, my friends. Festivities have begun. See, this stage was set already. It's inertia, development, the triumphs and woe. Bam! Forsake the utter lows I've seen. Alas, these vibrations are what is deemed to be. And so it is. Reeking transitions. Once one falls in the currents of waves raised so wickedly, they're deep. The undertow of lives, the divergence from which we must seek ebb and flows of dispositions, accepting that they're meant, let it be. Rot and cancerous segments of dividing which you cannot control, naked reflections. Prolific evolutions are radiated in newborn energy and life. Often, scared, retarded enigmas of constitution where moral fibers move in double time. Waves are sent in inflammation of these befuddled points we derive. Breathe and accept the allocations of beautifully crested beings through time. Embrace enlightenment. Stage was set before the nebulas of two became one, so stayed alive. One's bra and pinnacles of instigations, yet it seldom sequesters points. Since only the I will stop progression, it's the me that breaks the stride. Collecting past props I no longer use, they're out of time. Seasons I embrace and watch euphorically. The vibrations and fusions that will alliterate the grains of changing seas. Sift through quieted movements that pronunciate the views that will refine. All these abstract cohesions and impositions blurring the line. Hope and a little faith will gift us truthful compositions, shower ties as deliverance misaligned. One caught in waves that provocate illustrious illusions, pilfer burnt eyes, changing rotations, delivering zestful horizons that see one writhing in life. Accounting infrastructures which saw the divine manifest and meandered glide, mortaring atoms slowly and reliquaries in what seemed astoundingly paradigms, glistening whales. Are culminations of progressed imposing notions finding themselves inverted? Such prolific juxtapositions elocute reason's knowledge of the sublime. A quiver in the eradication of nuclear S brand morphings alike, bumbling not such gifts quizzically, the stage set for virgin divines, in spite. This cast will be intrinsic. Such playwrights never known alive, I will proliferate the elaborations, inclusion of life's vibrant eyes. A master of velveteen canopies that kiss mahogany thighs. Such plateaus are my stages I trampling am now intertwined in peace.
Your words are always so prolific, man. One thing I say that is very unique about your poetry is your delivery, your pause, and then that quick hit, your pause and that quick hit. It's a rhythm to it. I really enjoy how you do that, man. It's been a while since I heard you, and I'm just so glad that you were able to bring your style of poetry to the show tonight.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it very much. My delivery has definitely changed. I was feeling through more often. Changing some new shit. I had a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Man, I hope that you do come through more often and share that with us. I'm going to speed up just a bit because we have more callers and we've got about 30 minutes left. So, again, I thank you for coming through and hope that you make it through the next show. Alrighty, we got 937 in the building.
Good evening.
Already. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Adrienne Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Already. Thankful that you were able to make it to the show. I know you've been waiting a while, so I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Tenth power of the sun. Somebody said the sky was falling, and I believed it to be likely lie, until I saw with you the sunshine in your own eyes, the brilliancy that is your own mind, stretching out like rays of time, touching me with your hot fingertips, your words searched until you found my pulse. I get more tan in your presence, my melanin pops as you bring out my black thoughts. You let me know I matter. Every day a solar return, the anniversary of my birth, I'm born again just to find your warmth. Feel the photosynthesis happening in my veins, becoming my own food, but I feed off your brain. Pure energy, you can't be contained. Or sometimes even spoken of properly. I don't have the words or enough room on my property. I need more than just my mouth to be able to inhale and breathe you. Give me more sky in the expanse of my legs to receive you. It took all of heaven to conceive you. I need you. The glow you bestow on my face perceives you. If ever desire made me bite my lip, I'm sure I'd bleed you. Leap light into the darkness that on that side of the moon. Sunshine, you have forsaken the presence of other planets to radiate in my system. It's me that swoons. Your essence orbiting the face of my existence until we eclipse. You paint the colors of the universe on my soul with the thought of you kissing both regions of my lips. Elysium is found in your prism. If death was to await me, lock my soul in the presence of your prison. You are the home for a goddess. The twinkle in my eyes, the most beautiful. Somebody said the sky was falling, and the truth is the sunshine landed in my heart. Only if you've made love to the sun do you know the euphoria of having a starburst inside you. Milky Way flowing into your black hole, Skittles spilling the color of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv, the chakras aligned from base to spine to mind to crown to clouds to purple rain falling down. I hear the angels snicker at our divine. I'm sweeter on you than juicy fruit on the vine, and the only thing betwixt you and me is my cookie caramel skin. You are my almond-eyed joy when you caress my mounds, because sometimes I do feel like a nut. Have you ever felt a moonbeam erupt? Your name is on the tip of my tongue, threatening to spill its liquid formation in molten lava fashion. You are the antifreeze, heated passion, chill chaser, voltage electric body taser. Our connection is fluid. I soak you up and absorb so much of you that it saturates me, gets me waterlogged, fingertips wavy, filled, running over, pores leaking, perspiring, need a bucket, a mop, a ShamWow, sandbag, something to secure the levees, reinforce the, oh, damn, it's too late, I'm spilling your name, sunshine. I remember I'm human when you're submerged beneath my surface. Taken away all entitlement to breathe by capturing my skin in a static heat privilege, infusing your radiance, grabbing my molecular structure by the melanin and composing me to blush black. Swim in the deepest depths of me, claim your home in my interstitial fluid. We become the same ribonucleic acid, undecoded, written in a dictionary under fragments. Leg bone connected to thigh bone connected to hip bone, and we can walk to our destiny, no defeat. Assemble the greatest parts of me, a cubist painting only the Picasso in you could come to love. I can be your art, extend your lingam like an easel for me to balance on, brush your solar strokes on my canvas until my face turns Mona Lisa, until we become Mona Lisa, release Wusa, creation upon our combustion. We have birthed another dimension, and we'll come back to find this place for every orgasmic occasion, teleportation, divination, divine nation, and soul alignment in peace.
Oh, my gosh. When I say people that come to play, oh, my gosh, so many lives. I'm born again just to find your warmth. So photosynthesis happening in my veins. becoming my own food, but I feed off of your brain. Oh, man, so many lives here. Threatening the spill, its liquid formation, the molten lava fashion. You're the antifreeze, heated passion. Just line after line, and it's just so clever, like the nerdiness, you know, R-O-Y-G-D-I-V of chakras aligned from base to spine to mind, the crown, the clouds, the purple rain falling down. It's just, y'all showing out. I don't even, it's just too much. It's too many lines. Too many lines. The brush of your solar strokes on my canvas until my face turns Mona Lisa until we become my old Lisa. Just amazing piece. I love this piece. Thank you for bringing it to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the platform.
Indeed, indeed. Just, y'all killing it. Y'all killing it. We can go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 718 in the building. You there? Already.
Yeah.
Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
Yeah, this is Honest Abe. It's been a while since I called into a show to do something.
Okay. I'm glad you made it to the show, brother. So I'm going to let you do your thing while I press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This piece is dedicated to a fuller brother and words of knowledge lost recently. It's called I Believe. Change is what I no longer wish for my pockets to beg for. Change. Whether embracing it or fighting it depends on if you feel dead or alive. Change. Time, I've learned, gives me the rubric perspective of objectivity to compass the universal direction I desire. It's hard to fathom when hard thrust of it penetrate my reality to see clearer. See my reality reflection in the mirror daily. I can't wish for the paradigm of me to be saved if no work is put in to save myself. And this is it. Note back to the grindstone pavement. Never again do I want you to see me with a negative moral bank account mission statement. I'm sure, like me, you felt broken, burnt, betrayed, let down. When days you wake up, it's pulling the rabbit out of a hat, hard to smile with all those facial muscles finding so easy to frown. The lost loves you thought you could hold on to, but had to let go. It's when some of the most cherished family members and friends ascend before your eyes, and now you just feel their glow. From above, all happening four times over 9 months in 1 year. Looking for a way out of this purgatory menage a trois with two F's, fear and faith. Hope made it a four-way, giving me another chance to see day light. Somewhere inside hearing the voice telling me to fight on. It does none of us any good writing the lyrics to our own swan song in this game of chess, not checkers. Pawns' funerals never have as big of a turnout as kings and queens playing martyr. And I bet that with my bottom dollar on the life of my future son or daughter. And I believe, like someone once said, sometimes you have to just die a little inside in order to be reborn and rise again as a stronger and wiser version of you. And I've died so many times before your eyes and lost count of which deity of me is standing here. There is nothing like forming a path and end up going in circles trying to find a match to light your soul, seeing the color hot, cold red that's a target on your back for critics to shoot at you for target practice. But my rookie status was buried over 13 years ago, so you won't need more ammo if you're going to come at this. When the light blinks, because a negative force of nature flickers the flame of a holy stylus onto your bulb, never succumb to the heat. My pharaohs and empresses, your shine was burnt into your genetics by a higher power, and I believe Phoenix, a flex, core man, will rise no matter how many blowtorch stumbles and circumstances, roadblocks metaphorically reduce me to ashes. The fire within stays more lit than alcoholics. So just tell yourself, time stays the essence, not intend to grasp that essence to achieve short and long-term goals and objectives. To keep and renew others' faith in me, I don't want or plan to miss a single drop. See, the Almighty in the universe sees you. I see you. We each plan to keep the spark in your aura and chakra ignited to keep you going. But just remember that you are and do stay blessed. Just believe. That's it for that piece.
Bro, that piece was amazing. It deserves so much more time than I have to break it down tonight. This is one line that you said, Ménage à Trois, with two F's, fate and fear. Bro, that in itself deserves to be broken down. There's so many different lines in this piece. If you feel like you would like to place that on the event page, please feel free to do so. It deserves a really good look over. And I appreciate you coming to the show and bringing that piece. It was very, you know, it's one of those pieces you could tell, you know, your heart was in it, the energy of the piece, and is vulnerable. Thank you for feeling like you could share something like that with this show.
I just needed to get this out, you know.
Right.
And everybody for listening.
I appreciate that, man. Hope to catch you next time.
That's definitely.
All right. All right, we go to the next caller here. Got about 17 minutes. We'll try to get y'all all in. We got three more callers. 682 in the building.
Hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Tony B.
Already. I see you made it off in here. I thought, okay.
I did.
That's what's up. I'm glad you made it to the show. Like I said, I got about 17 minutes, so I'm going to try to give everybody an opportunity to get off in here. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do and press mute. Mic is yours.
I hear him speak. The way those words, smooth, velvet, gracefully, yet imperiously, escape the confines of his mind. Something happens to me when those words fall upon my senses. The electricity that forms travels throughout my erogenous zone, bringing my body to a complete halt in my own thoughts. Something happens to me when his words take me on a journey, elevating my mind to a higher plane. Something happens to me when he speaks to my mind, rocks my body before a single touch is laid. Something happens to me when my body yearns for his touch. The way his hands seem to caress my body, sending sexual sensations racing, creating a wet, tasty nectar of pleasure within. Blinded passion all over me captivates me. Something happens to me when I feel his soft, firm kisses upon my neck, the tantalizing licks across my labial, adding to the weakness that forms throughout my body. Something happens to me when his intelligence speaks to my body. And that's my piece. Thanks.
Very nice, very nice. I want to say I remember the first time you spit this. So now, obviously, you spit it differently because your delivery has grown, your ability to deliver has grown. I love the way that you could do that now. I like how the
Appreciate
line went
that.
Like, the way his hands seem to caress my body, send sensual sensations racing, creating. Like, the way that you did that, the way that you said it, it was very different from last time, but of course that's that elevation, that's the increase in your ability to deliver. So it's dope to hear that. I'm glad that you made it into the show tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Already. Hope to catch you next time. And hopefully, if you feel like, again, I'm going to put that on the event page, feel free.
Indeed.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 615 in the building.
Keith Eric.
615. Yes, indeed. Let everyone know who we have on the mic tonight.
Yes. This is C34 Music in Stereo. How are you doing?
In stereo. Ben, how you been? Been a long time.
It has been. I'm glad you're back on. Glad all of you are back on.
It's been a night. It's been a night, man. Glad you made it to the
show.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to let you come and, you know, do your thing. I'll hold you up. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Sex and stress. Get your dirty ass hands off me. And I don't want your ass crack lap dancing on my pants. That rancid funk invading my nostrils, trying to mark me as you're tempted to rob me after the show. You want my dollars to help pay for college classes you flunk in like algebra. You want to collect my DNA for child support payments. Child, please. Why did I accept the invitation from my relatives after work? They knew I was depressed after my marriage failed, even though they told me so. I had no idea they'd take me to the Players Club, a place of lascivious abominations and lust-filled, disgusting aromas, where people throw their hard-earned cash on stage in hopes to fulfill their fantasies, wishing they had a piece from this landfill of trashy chicks. Every last one is a daughter of Jezebel, full of heresy. Demonic entities disguised as beautiful shells, ready to let me in, so that I can drown in the false pleasure of 20 minutes of wetness, surrounding my member until I erupt throughout their vessels. Should have never entered in this messiness, smelling like menthol cigarettes from Loch Ness. The scent is locked in as they try to render me effeminate, begging. All they was is sex and stress. They snatched my soul and erased my strength. How they got my power is the moral in this message. I made it fictionalized so you, the reader and hearer, can get it. Get off me, ho. This is the second time I've said it. Your ass is harassing me. I'm out of here. Where's a taxi? And how in hell are these chicken wings so delicious? That tells me even in debauchery, there's something suspicious here. Must be some kind of legalized ritual that had me realize most modern people are Daffy Ducks. They're despicable, and I spit you out like phlegm with diamonds. I'm out of here. Don't stalk me, you rotten chicken. Don't try me. Trying to catch me with your ratchetness by vabbing. Your other sadness smells like crap here, and I refuse to let you get at me. That's that piece.
Bro, I'm done. I'm done. Wait a minute, dog. Oh,
yeah.
Were you going to go off like that?
It's something
oh,
I could have
shit.
Said about 20 or 30 years ago.
Damn, bro.
But I was.
I don't want your ass cracked dancing on my. Let me tell you, there's two lines that fucked me up. This line here, your ass cracked on my pants. You don't want your ass cracked dancing. That line fucked me up. The other line that got me was, why are these chicken wings so good? I'm done. You went in on this piece, dog. I'm telling you, like, it's the end of the show. I really would like to go into a lot of these lines, brother. But, man, oh, my gosh. You tore me up with this piece. I was not ready. You went what we call the fuck in on this piece, brother. Damn.
Experience.
I need to read that piece. Put that on the page, Don. I need to see that piece right there, man. Oh,
I definitely
gosh.
Will.
Already, man. Appreciate you coming through.
Hey, one love, one mic to all of you.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, shit. So we got our last caller we go in the show with. We got 251 in the building.
Hey, what's happening? I'm calling again. This is Hiram Mika, y'all.
Already, man. Good to have you back on the show, brother. It's been a hell of a show. Just never
yeah,
know what you're going to get tonight.
Yeah.
Just never yeah. know what you're going to
yeah.
get tonight.
Yeah, having a good time over there. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This brother just took me out with that piece. He went in.
Yes,
he did. Oh, my God. Don't ever take that man with y'all to the club. I'm telling you, it is not a good, it will not be good. It will not end
don't
well. Do not take that man with y'all. Oh, shit. All right, let me get off that. Just the shit he said is still. Oh, man, yeah. So, yeah, brother, we got about 7 minutes left in the show, but let you do what you came to do. I'm thankful that you were patient. I'm going to press mute.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
This one is called Original Woman. She's elegant with her views. She inspires with her personality. She's knowledgeable in her fields. She exudes originality. She's the source of spirituality, making bitter days a little sweeter. How are you, sister, queen, goddess? That's what I say when I greet her. And I'm always happy to see her. In spite of her sacred geometrical features, when she smiles, I go deeper. That is if she doesn't take me there, to those oceanic ethereal layers, the place that provides a vehicle for prayers. I get lost in the moment and easily forget all my cares and bask in her beauty, which is on a phenomenal scale. My imagination is hell. I envision us a beautiful pair. I'm hearing wedding bells, saluting after lifting the bell. Unfortunately, I have to come back to earth to collect myself. I want to say hello, but the thought of doing so is taking my breath. man of a mess. Even when she's gone, her presence is felt. And just for her being who she is, she makes me want to give her my best. Because she is my truth and my savior, my alpha and my omega, my world and my spaceship, my seasoning and my flavor, my stillness and my changes, my urgency and my patience, my now and my forever, my sunshine and my shader. For her, I changed my behavior and control my moral conflicts. Whosoever dares to attack her prominence will feel my dominance. All the way up there on that pedestal, that's where she belonged at. Above the clouds and among the gods, that's where her throne at. Soft and tender, divine in all her splendor. She pours out blessings from the seal of heaven's window. She's the real deal, ain't no need for no pretending, and then she's forgotten. And I'm here to help remember, it's that simple. She's a bountiful treasure, nothing lesser. Degenerate knuckleheads that try to degrade her to sex her. Those bottom feeders would rather drag her to the bottom than to catch on to her patterns and ascend up to her level. They want to make her hurt because they're low as dirt, but she knows her worth. She shakes them off like a boss to continue her search. They want to say she's rude, crude, and has an attitude because she refused to entertain dude with psychotic entitlement issues. Brothers, take off your blinders and peep her standard. You can't disrespect the queens without being reprimanded. With four hips, lips, soft fingertips, she's a gift. The creators made sure she was fully loaded and equipped. She got my blood rushing, but I'm not lusting or nothing. I want to show her that I am worthy of trusting. I have full intentions of keeping her flustered and blushing like teenagers do when they are puppy love and crushing. Her love is nourishing, gentle, pure, fierce, and sweet. I felt validated when she chose to share that with me. She encouraged me, makes me believe I can climb the highest peaks, and if I'm lacking, she got my back and provide for me, ain't she something? She is the original woman. I refuse to settle for less, for anything less is only human. Thank you.
And that's how you end the show. You say, look, tell her again how you felt about it. Hit me with the line, because she's my truth and my savior, one more time, because you really sent that shit. Get that to me one more again.
She's my truth and my savior, my alpha and my omega, my world and my spaceship, my seasoning and my flavor, my stillness and my changes, my urgency and my patience, my now and my forever, my sunshine and my shader.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's how you tell a woman how you feel. That's how you spit that, brother. I like that piece, man. Appreciate you ending the show like that. That was a tough piece. I definitely enjoyed that. I'm glad that you made it back again. Hope that you continue to bring those fire pieces to the show. I'm thankful for everyone who came through. Shout out to Taraji and Sister. You definitely, we passed the plate. You did your thing. Shout out to Kimberla the Hurricane. Everything's toe up as usual. You did your thing. Thankful for everyone coming through once again. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And we out.
Ladies, listen. I want to be down. I've been up for a while. It looks better on the gram when he's sitting in the crowd. Just like this, what you make it, ride that wave and don't drown. We wear jewelry while we make it, making songs with the sound. Good morning while you're yawning, get it on and you know me. Shoot a other year, home video for fans only. Couple bands in my hands while we rolling. Tell them hold it, leave my shit in the front. Then kick the dough in, have my swag. Fill my staff, I get last laugh. Text the group, bitch is lit, I just snap back. Black tights, Jordan 3s, and a snapback. With a starter jacket before, you bitches have swag. If I'm coming how I'm coming, I don't half-ass. Cause R&B T, I'll leave your favorite in the trash bag. Lie, the tone is what I said it. If you want it, come and get it, don't forget it. I combine all the jewels from the mind, poetic, profound, and lyrically inclined, spiritually aligned, cause it's all by design. You can follow behind, but you can't cheat the grind. It's that rhythm and blues, pain, emotional hues. They just misuse it with unethical views. It's for professional use. This only stemmed from the root. I'm just enjoying the fruits, and I don't usually flex. I could if I wanted to, but I'm making exceptional. Filipina queen, my money green like vegetable. Who the first black woman to own a festival?
incredible. Barbie without the plastic, a classic collectible. Young and respectable, shady and skeptical. Say a prayer, Breonna Taylor seemed intentional. Black queens with dreams, beautiful, exceptional. Say you wanna be down, but still ain't arrest them though.
My waist too small, my face too cute, my game too strong, your man too close, he on my phone, about these bills, put mommy on the phone, he ain't ever coming on. Look, I'm about to go in, I'ma get inside these bitches' head like a sewing, I'ma lace the track in the front, make it blend in, pull that shit back so the glue ain't showing on the track, I'm hoeing, hose pipe flowing, about to build a little flower bed he can grow in, got a mothership, we can head to the sewing. Bound the world streaming, baby, I'm a king from when. Bitch, I'm from the hood, wish a woo. Saw your in the club, looking good. I'm a boss and a worker, keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first